City Parks Update. In a report to Council, Mark Dauhaniuk, Manager of Infrastructure, presented an update to carryover projects from 2024 to 2025 and special projects. According to Dauhaniuk, the Polson Park Naturalization Project is done. The bridge is in place, and we will be moving forward with Phase 2 shortly in the summer months, he said. Due to excessive rain recently, city parks are behind schedule before opening up. We are a week behind in getting our athletic fields up to speed, said James Rice, Operations Services Director for the city. Our team is working this week to get things up to shape. Free Transit for Youth Initiative. Council wants more information on a cost-benefit analysis of the Free Transit for Youth Initiative. I don't think this report gives us enough information to give us a path forward, said Cown. Brian Guy. It adds some new information but doesn't put it in context. The report outlined the financial hit the city would take if free transit for youth aged 13 to 18 is offered. Lost fare revenue would equal approximately $55,000, 8% of total revenue. Considering that the bus service is 85% subsidized right now, that means our cost is much higher than that, Guy added. The loss of $55,000 of revenue would make it maybe 86% subsidized, so context matters. According to the cost-benefit analysis, no further work on the initiative would proceed without council direction, and it would require coordination and consultation with key partners, including BC Transit, RDNO and Coldstream, to assess overall feasibility, define scope and review the cost-sharing implications. Mayor Victor Cumming queried if free transit for youth would make a magnitudable, sick, difference on how much the transit would get used. Free transit did make a big difference in Vancouver, said Anne Hoiskin, the city's transportation planner. She also mentioned that there is currently a pilot in Penticton, where transit is free for youth up to 25 and that is funded through a project and grant funding. Cumming liked the idea of running a pilot program with the city. After the deferral, a motion to direct staff to examine in greater detail the possible options for implementation, including a 2 to 3 year pilot study, which includes possible funding to begin no sooner than 2026 budget cycle, was brought up by Guy and passed unanimously. There was discussion on when the appropriate time to bring this motion back would be, but council ultimately decided on the fall of 2026, with the assumption that if it was delayed, it would be understandable, due to the busy nature of the current city transportation staff. Property tax. Vernon residents will see a slight reprieve on the property tax rate for 2025. A 9.91% increase in resident property taxes was approved, less than the 11.06% initially assumed. The business tax rate was set at 10.39%, with an average increase of $876 per business. The 9.91% hike equates to approximately $227 for an average single-family home in Vernon, valued at $802,464. Council decided between two options, with the second option seeing a tax increase of 10.05% for residents and 10.05% for businesses. Recreation services. Down numbers in participation in recreation services in the city prompted questions from council on the new tiered user fees. A fall-winter recreation services report was presented to council by aquatics manager Gary Lefebvre. Swimming lessons, school lessons, life-saving, drop-in swimming, play school and youth programs all suffered a decrease in participants. Play school numbers were down by 235 participants and there were 73 less youth program participants. This could be contributed to a number of factors, including the mild fall weather, said Lefebvre on the decreases. Current economic climate and the new fee structure. Among the increases were more sports teams, from 360 last year to 545 this year, and slightly more youth participants in sports, 351 from 328 a year ago. Cown, Carrie Gares asked if there was a trend forming in decreased usership because of the two-tiered recreation pass that was introduced a year and a half ago. It is too early to say definitely that a drop can be affiliated with the tiered structure, said customer service manager Leah Walker. We are always keeping statistics and we can report on that in our next report to council.